A new push to investigate protocols used during the COVID-19 pandemic. A step forward in the process to build a new behavioral health care center in Oklahoma County. And a leadership change is coming for the state Democratic Party. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Deborah Ashar. 21 Republican state lawmakers are asking the Oklahoma Attorney General to investigate the state's COVID-19 response and hospital protocols during the pandemic. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this is not the first request to cross the AG's desk.
The letter was written on behalf of constituents who lost their loved ones, alleging accounts of improper treatment protocols, isolation from family, and denying access to alternative treatments, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, although current data doesn't support effectiveness for either.
I don't think we've ever squared this pandemic from the standpoint of what we did right and what we did wrong.
That's Cushing Republican Senator and Dr. Randy Grellner. He led this effort, asking the AG to review constituents' concerns. A spokesperson from the AG's office says it received a similar lawmaker request earlier this year and found, quote, no factual or legal basis to support criminal charges. But they say the office takes these concerns seriously, and that will not preclude a thorough review of this request. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Despite funding challenges for the new jail, Oklahoma County commissioners are moving forward with the construction of the Connected Behavioral Care Center. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the board chose CREOKS Health Services to oversee it.
Tulsa-based nonprofit CREOKS will guide the completion of the Behavioral Care Center and then help run it once it's built. CREOKS was selected over two other applicants who submitted bids for the center's operation. The selection committee says the winning proposal showed exceptional initiative and depth. The Behavioral Care Center is designed to provide comprehensive health services to people in the justice system, with a goal of reducing recidivism. The facility will work in tandem with the jail, but how to pay for the new jail under construction next door is up in the air. Some additional $635 million in funding must still be secured. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A man shot by an Oklahoma City police officer in September has died. KGOU's Hannah France has this update.
The Oklahoma City Police Department announced on Monday 45-year-old Jason Redshirt died from his injuries after being shot by Sergeant Christopher Skinner in September. According to a news release from the police department, Skinner responded to a reported disturbance in a southwest Oklahoma City neighborhood around 3:10 a.m. on September 24th and found Redshirt outside the home. Redshirt reportedly began cursing and using racial slurs towards Skinner when he approached. When Skinner tried to de-escalate, Redshirt, quote, approached him aggressively, at which point Skinner pepper sprayed him. Redshirt then ran to a nearby trailer and threw bricks and wood at Skinner, who then shot him. Officers reportedly rendered aid to Redshirt until emergency medics arrived and transported him to the hospital. Skinner suffered only minor injuries and has since been placed on administrative leave. I'm Hannah France.
The chair of Oklahoma's Democratic Party is resigning after just 6 months in the role. Robbie Korth has more on the announcement from Tulsa Representative John Waldron.
In a social media post, Waldron says he's been pushing himself too hard. He's an elected representative and educator in the Tulsa area, and he writes those duties on top of leading the party and being a father became too much. Waldron took the top spot in the state party in June, campaigning on a platform to extend Democrats' reach outside of Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Vice Chair Erin Brewer of Edmond will take over the role. She previously ran for a state Senate seat in 2024. The Democrats will consider a new vice chair at a central committee meeting next month. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Waldron is expected to continue serving in the legislature. He's up for re-election to his Tulsa seat in 2026. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.